Despite the rising violence in Iraq, President Bush says he's sticking with the June 30 deadline to return sovereignty to a government of Iraqis. On Sunday, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Indiana Republican Richard Lugar, said that may no longer be feasible. Earlier today, I spoke with Republican Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee, also on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and chair of its subcommittee on Near Eastern and South Asian affairs. That includes Iraq, of course. He, too, has misgivings about the June 30 transition.
Well, I do believe deadlines are good. Nothing like a deadline to force action. But certainly the events of the last 48 hours in Iraq have given everybody a great deal of concern. And I guess the big question is, who do we turn it over to? And I don't think there's an easy answer to that right now.
You voted against the war in Iraq, sir, but then supported the president's request for $87 billion in supplemental spending for the war, a very important vote. I think you must have friends on both sides of the issue in the Senate. What are you hearing from your colleagues?
Well, to go back, I never believed that Saddam Hussein was a threat, and the reason for that was that as chairman of this Middle Eastern subcommittee, I was visited frequently by diplomats from the region, and without exception, they were saying, don't do this. He's not a threat. You've got him bottled up. And so I just didn't see the evidence of weapons of mass destruction. It was an easy vote for me. What are we doing, rushing so unilaterally into this conflict?
But we're there now.
We're there now, and I voted for the $87 billion, an enormous amount of money. But once we're there, we have to prevail, and I wanted to give the administration the resources necessary to prevail.
But have you heard from your colleagues in the last couple of days? I mean, what are people saying about things like this June 30th deadline?
Well, everybody has a great deal of concern. It's a deteriorating situation, and we have been misled in the past, and I think there's a lot of concern that of credibility of what we're doing there and how we're going to prevail. I think Senator Lugar in particular over the weekend was asking some hard questions.
When you say you've been misled in the past, do you mean by this administration?
Oh, absolutely. The whole premise of the threat and the weapons of mass destruction, getting uranium from Niger, there was a number of credibility gaps.
The U.S. military commander of troops in Iraq, General John Abizaid, has reportedly asked for a study of where he could get more troops if he needed them. How would that request go down in Congress?
Well, I think all of us there know that we just cannot just pull out. That would be the that's not an option. And so we will be listening to our commanders and trying to do the best we can now with a bad situation to make things better. One of the areas that I believe where we've just inexplicably not been stronger is in trying to get peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. It is relevant to our success in Iraq. And when we see the cleric shot in his wheelchair, that resonates in the Arab world. That does resonate in Iraq.
This is the leader of Hamas who the Israelis assassinated in an attack a couple of weeks ago.
Correct. And then the administration shrugging its shoulders, it makes our job much more difficult in Iraq. And now what we're seeing with the Shias, we did take away their hated dictator, the Shias' hated dictator, Saddam Hussein. At the same time, if we'd worked hard on the roadmap, peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, I think it would have given us a much better shot at prevailing in Iraq.
Senator, yesterday you attended a ceremony welcoming back a Rhode Island National Guard contingent from your area that had served in Iraq. What was your sense of their morale?
They're good soldiers, but a year was a long time. They've been gone over a year, 14 months, and these are 95% of whom will go back to civilian jobs, whether it's a policeman. One fellow I talked to worked in a sporting goods store, another worked in an electronics store, and these are just civilian people that were in the National Guard. They've been gone for 14 months. I think the word I got is that's too long.
And how about your constituents, people there in Rhode Island? Are they talking about the events in Iraq over this last week? And how are they talking about it?
Everybody's got a great deal of concern. We want to support our commander-in-chief, but there's so many questions just swirling. It's a tempestuous time right now with the 9/11 commission going on, the rise of the Sunni in the Sunni Triangle in Fujula, and now the Shias rising up. It's a very tempestuous time right now.
Lincoln Chafee, Republican senator from Rhode Island and member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.